Chapter 43. Stella Green, infamous member of the Plutonian Council and incredibly wealthy financier of international infrastructure projects, was in South America on what seemed like a routine visit. She had arrived in Brazil with an entourage of sycophantic followers. Their three-day mission was to inspect an important new factory, being built in collaboration between some of her subsidiaries, Angela Shinigami and the Brazilian government. The circle of scientists that had been reporting to her and Shinigami were altruists, but she could excuse that. Back in the late 1990s, they had presented what seemed like an extravagant and complicated plan to minimize the costs associated with administering hormone treatments to the millions of cattle that now roamed what was once one of the greatest forests on the planet. Since the 1990s, nearly 20% of Brazil's landmass, or roughly 160 million acres, had been converted to grazing land for meat production. On many occasions, Green didn't feel like the plan would ever come to fruition. At first, the protests against them had had a modest amount of momentum. But after backing the alt-right leadership in the country and doing everything they could to drain the coffers of any opposition, especially a number of fragmented left-wing and indigenous groups that opposed any further development of the Amazon, she and a few others were able to coordinate the election of key individuals at various levels of government that were friendly to their plan. It all fell under the umbrella of Feeding 8 Billion People, a campaign that Holdfast had developed with his teams of marketers and manipulators, even though raising beef cattle has been proven time and again to be the most destructive and wasteful way to generate a kilogram of food for human consumption. In the process, nearly 10,000 creatures had been put on extinction lists. At the southern end of Mato Grosso, the Brazilian state known today for the largest volume of beef production, was a massive collection of warehouses that were built in conjunction with Capri's food subsidiaries, the Brazilian government, and Green's absurdly high interest rates on financial loans. Shinigami was also involved because of the potential impact that the program might have on human health issues. The warehouses were centers of growth for another creature used in this wild experiment, mosquitoes. These little pests, known simply as the little fly by the Spanish who invaded and colonized South America hundreds of years ago, were very effective at transferring diseases like smallpox and other illnesses to which the Europeans had long been immune. Any indigenous resistance to colonization had been met with an abrupt and brutal end, not by war, but by germs. Taking a page from this horrifying history, scientists had genetically modified these particular mosquitoes to act as organic inoculation vectors for the cattle industry. It would save billions for the producers, who no longer had to purchase individual doses for each animal. The scientists had developed a way to implant both a vaccine and a hormone treatment into the mosquitoes, who were bred in captivity by the hundreds of millions. Every week, a cloud of another billion or so more flies would be released into the areas where the cattle were being grazed and inject them with their hormones and vaccine payloads as they withdrew blood. As the program was tested and rolled out, the scientists, politicians, Green and the others, patted themselves on the back as they cheered the results of this massive manipulation experiment. Like many human ventures, the promises far exceeded the actual outcome, but more importantly, very little consideration was given to the impact that their activities might have on a much broader universe of creatures. Studies certainly showed that cattle would survive the onslaught of mosquitoes, but the effect they would have on the billions of other creatures in the region was ignored. Stella Green's trip didn't end as planned. Her body was found in a cave close to one of the primary cattle ranches in Mato Grosso. One of her employees was able to track her phone and locate what remained of her. Large stones, like a makeshift cairn, had been pushed up against her body, which had been posed with its arms stretched upward. Half her corpse was submerged underwater. Most of her flesh had been consumed, and the culprit, still busy eating, lingered nearby, seemingly unconcerned about being caught. All around the body of the late Stella Green was a sea of writhing amphibians, tree frogs, giant South American bullfrogs, and brilliant lethal poison dart frogs, all snacking contentedly and regularly whipping out their tongues to feast on the abundant clouds of mosquitoes.